Well, good afternoon, everybody. And Conference USA kickoff for football was yesterday, and the Blue Raider contingent went down, I think, late Sunday and was there all day Monday and Tuesday. And Amy Fazenbaker, the multimedia journalist for GoBlueRaiders.com, was part of the crew. And your first trip, so kind of what are the first couple of things that come to your mind?
Oh, it was really exciting. I loved how I was able, you know, obviously to connect with the players and with the coaches. And we had a lot of conversations that just helped me really understand where their mind is at, especially with it being 38 days away from kickoff. So that was really important to me to kind of, you know, just start that conversation and just see how they're feeling, especially going into fall camp and especially with SAPC opening up here soon. So there was a lot of good talk, and I loved being in Frisco with them.
Yeah, and good guys too. It's hard to beat Nick Vadiato and Parker Hughes when you're having to travel with players.
Oh yeah, fifth years. Obviously Parker was a walk-on, so I got to hear his story more, and that was really cool. And just kind of hearing them, you know, really proud of the program and how evolved it's becoming. I think that's one main thing that we really talked about, is just how excited they are. They're just ready to get out there and play. Like, they're tired of talking about it. They just want to get out there and do the thing.
Yep, and I think, you know, the one thing that's been impressive to me about Coach Mason is he has not tried to whitewash, cover up, back away from anything that happened a year ago. It's out there, and they've owned it and said there's only one way to go, and that's to get better. And he says that the feeling is palpable that things are different.
Yes, it's different. That's what he kept saying over and over during the weekend. But for him, he just kept saying as well, you know, that's in the past, and it's time to look forward. Obviously, there are things that you need to work on, you need to develop, but there's 62 new people on the team. But what we really, really talked about that he kind of thinks a lot of people look over is the nucleus is still the same. The core same group of people is still the same, and that's what's really going to help them on the field overall when it comes to game time.
Yep. What did you get an opportunity to talk to other folks who were there, the journalists who really had no ties to a school, and maybe some of the other contemporaries of your own that were doing things for other schools?
Actually, we talked about how I was one of the only – I was tied to MTSU, but we were one of the only ones that brought a full crew down there to really share what was going on with CUSA. But I think, again, you know, there's new faces, Missouri State, Delaware, so there's new people to the conference as a whole. So I think overall everybody's just really excited to get things started. I know a lot of the coaches are ready too. They're, you know, again, everybody's just tired of talking about it. They're ready to put on the pads, ready to get out there and just get the ball going.
Yep, and, you know, I'm not sure, is the league going to put out a preseason poll this year, or are they getting away from that? I know they put out their watch list, but I'm not sure. You know, you see Phil Steele and the others in middle has been, you know, pretty nicely represented, especially coming off a 3-9 year.
So they're actually going away from the preseason poll, but what they're doing,
which I think is smart.
Yes, and what they've talked about. But what they told me is that they're looking at who can make a bowl game. That's the poll that they're actually going for. So who can win 6 games out of the 12 teams? And so I put my list in there, obviously had Middle Tennessee in there, of course. And with that, 25% of people agreed with me that Middle Tennessee hopefully will win 6 games, we'll get a bowl game, and we will, you know, keep on winning, keep on going.
Doing that thing. All right, next week, SAPC will open, and I guess that's going to be one of the major things that's going to be on your plate, that and fall camp opening. Be looking for Emmy's work on GoBlueRaiders.com and all the socials, right?
Oh, yeah, it's time to get going.
All right, Emmy Fazenbaker, MMJ for GoBlueRaiders.com. That's our report for today. We'll have another update coming for you tomorrow, right here on WGNS.